Yesterday we started the sugya of trying to figure out a magic pencil sharpener in the sky. Yesterday we started the sugya of trying to figure out what exactly tzarich levarer means. We saw two shitos in Rashi. I began to show you the shita of the Rabbeinu Chananel. We need to still take a look at the shita of the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos, and then just try to read the Gemara. Just try to read through what the Gemara means according to the various shitos. So again, let's just quickly review. The Gemara, again, big picture. Important not to lose the big picture. The big picture is we're trying to explain the opinion of Rameir. Rameir holds that you're allowed to passel, Edim will come to testify against you. And that is very troubling, because Edim come testify against you, why in the world should you be allowed to passel them? So we had three, but there are a total of four approaches to answer this fundamental question. Approach number one, again, was that it was talking about a case where you were mekabel an eid echad as viable proof, and then you decide to change your mind, you're no longer being mekabel him. So that's approach number one. That's where Rameir says you're allowed to passel him, because he only has his kashrus because you were mekabel him in the first place, so you can unmekabel him. Approach number two is Rabbi Lazar's approach, that you're not coming alone, you're coming together with somebody else, and you're claiming pegam mishpacha, so you're not even nogei abeidus. You're coming along with somebody else, so that's one critical element over here that's different between one and two, is that in the first answer you're coming alone, in the second answer you're coming along with somebody else, and you're not nogei abeidus because you're claiming a pegam mishpacha. Major difference. When we do any of these four answers, you have to ask yourself several questions. Question number one you have to ask yourself is, are you able to do this passeling by yourself, or do you need help? Question number two you have to ask yourself is, when you passel him, how literally do we take that? Is he actually passel now, or he's just not going to be believed on this case? So if we actually were to chart out, because it's good to chart it out, the four answers... 1, 2, 3. This is the worst chart ever. The four answers. So we'll do it this way. Is Hebrew. So if you were to chart out the four answers, so the first question you have to ask yourself is alone or with somebody else that you passel in. Second question we have to ask ourselves. I'm going this way. That's got to be one. Okay, great how the one turns into a four like that. The second question you have to ask yourself is, what did I say the second question was? A, if you're doing it alone, and B, is he really possible for other Eduyos? Right? Is the guy that you're passeling, or the guys that you're passeling, possible for other testimonies? So, it's really easy in the first two answers. First answer of the Gemara is that you were mekabel and eid echad to be good enough, and then you change your mind and you decide he's not good enough. So do you need someone else to help you change your mind, to be made with you? Of course not, right? You could change your mind yourself. Come into base and say, I changed my mind, I don't accept him anymore. So alone, yes. Right? In answer number two, where the case was that there were two viable edim against you, and you're coming to be made about them, that there's a problem chitzoni, that there's an outside problem with them, namely pegam mishpacha, there's Zayda was an Eved or something. So what's the case? You can't just come and say the guy Zayda was an Eved and be believed. You need to have bahu v'acherimo. You come along and there's someone else coming with you. You need two Edim against them to passel them. So are you alone? The answer is no. There are two people with you. There's one person, one additional person with you. It's got to be two people. In terms of the second issue, the guy that you're passeling, are you really passeling him? Is he mamish passel? Or are you just saying that, no, he's not going to be able to testify in this case against me? But in general, he's still a kosher aid. He wants to go testify. He wants to be an aid kiddushin at somebody's wedding tomorrow. Because today, let him go be an aid kiddushin. So in answer number one, where the whole situation was, it was a regular guy came to be made, but he was only an aid echad. And you originally said, I'm a kabbalim. It's okay that he's only an aid echad. And then you change your mind. So can that guy go and be an aid kiddushin at someone's wedding tomorrow with somebody else? Of course he can. There's nothing. You didn't passel him. You just said, I want to treat him like an aid echad, because that's all he is. You didn't actually say anything bad about him. So is he passel for other testimonies? Of course not. He's not possible for other testimonies. He's absolutely cautious for other testimonies. In answer number two. What did you do? You came with another witness and gave up, made a pagam mishpacha on this guy's whole mishpacha, on this whole family. So they're mishpachas avadim. They're all pasul eidos. So can they be? Can they testify in other cases? Pashtus is. What would you say? What? No, right? Pashtus, they cannot testify because you made them absolutely pasul. So is he pasul from the testimony? Right. Is he pasul from the testimony? The answer is yes. He's pasul. Right. No would mean kosher. Right. That's the so yes, he's pasul from the testimonies. Now let's go with answer number three. How do we understand answer number three? So again, it's the answer we were going through yesterday. Kiyas Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. Machlokas Pishtei Kitei Edim. There are two sets of witnesses the guy brings. Rav Meir Savrit Sarach Levar, Rabbanan Savri Eino Sarach Levar. Whichever way you want to understand, whichever way of Rashi you want to use, whichever approach in Rashi you want to take, whether Tzarech Levarer means that the guy's just got to bring in four warm bodies, and therefore a mayor holds that he's Tzarech Levarer, you know that he's going to bring another two guys, and you're not Nogea to Pasul the first two, right? Or whether you hold that Tzarech Levarer means that he needs to bring four kosher witnesses, and therefore a mayor will say, Ein Tzarech Levarer, he does not need to bring four kosher witnesses, and that's why you're Naaman to apostle the first two. Whichever approach of Rashi you want to take, we are saying that according to Rabbi Meir, you can pasul the first two because there are another two that are against you. Memela, you're not Nogea Be'edus. Right? It's an issue of Nogea. You're not Nogea Be'edus. You are pasuling these witnesses based on whatever you're saying about them, that they are ganavim, that they're pekam mishpacha, whatever you might be saying about them, you're pasuling them, and you're not nogeya be'edus. So now, are you doing this alone? Are you coming alone and pasuling? It can't be. It can't be that you're going to come alone and pasul them. Right? That's impossible. Because you're not believed to say that somebody has pekam mishpacha alone. Right? So, with answer number three, are you alone? No, there's got to be two people. Now, I'm saying that these guys are no good, that they're ganavim, that they're pekam mishpacha, whatever it is. Are these guys allowed to go and testify in other cases? Are they kosher or are they pasul in other cases?
It depends how you pasul. It could be either one.
What do you mean?
If you decide to pasul because of pekam mishpacha,
yeah,
then he's done for future cases. But if you just pasul him because he's just not.
There is a possibility. What do I say?
Karov.
Right? If I pasul him based on the karov, so then he's going to be kosher for other cases. So karov kosher, pasul. If I say that he's pasul, then he's going to be pasul for other cases. Right? That's the way it would seem to work out according to the way Rashi understands it. That when I am coming and pasuling him, and again, we're explaining to Meir Shita that I'm allowed to pasul somebody else's aid. So if I come and I pasul somebody else's aid, what I'm really doing is I'm really pasuling them. I'm coming with somebody else and really pasuling these guys. I'm not nogeya, and because there's another two aidim there, there's another two aidim present. And again, the technicalities, what Tzarech Levar means, and whether we're Goris or Meir or Tzarech Levar, Meir or Meir or Tzarech Levar, those are technicalities. Bigger picture, both of those shitos assume I'm coming with somebody else and I'm mamish saying that there's something wrong with these guys. With hard evidence, meaning eidos. I know that they're ganavim. I know that they're krovim. I know. I'm not saying maybe. I'm saying definitive statements. I know what these guys are. They're pasul. Right? So that's how Rashi, according to either interpretation, understands what's going on in the Gemara. And Rashi clearly sees a direct link between answer number two and answer number three. In that answer number two was all about trying to come up with a way that you're not nogeya. And answer number three is also, it's the same thing as answer number two, except we come up with a different way that you're not nogeya. Answer number two was, you come with somebody else to pasul, you're nogeya, so we said, okay, pegam mishpacha. Answer number three is, you come with somebody else to pasul, you're nogeya, now there are another two eidim. It's the same answer, it's just we come up with a different reason that you're not nogeya. But in terms of how you're pasuling them, it's because you're coming with somebody else and you're being made that they're pasul. You're nogeya, so answer number two said you're being made about pegam mishpacha, that takes away the negiya. And answer number three says that there are another two eidim against you, and that takes away the negiya. Good. That's the that's according to Rashi. Now, we started to read yesterday the Rabbeinu Chananel. So Rabbeinu Chananel had a vastly different reading. So take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel again. Let's see it inside again. It's in the margin of the page. Where are we? Yeah. Ki asa Rav Dimi Omar. It's about 10 lines down into the Rabbeinu Chananel. Ki asa Rav Dimi Omar. Machlokas, more than 10. Machlokas Rabbi Meir v'chachamim b'shtei kitei edim. The Rabbi Meir savar tzarech hamagish rayaso levarer shezu hakas hein edav. The guy bringing the raya has to clarify that these guys, this set of witnesses, are his witnesses. The imnimtsu upsulin, and if these guys that he originally put all of his stock in and said, oh, these are my witnesses, this is my great proof that I'm going to win the case, if they turn out to be puzzle, viyavo lahagish hakasa acheres, and then he tries to substitute a new set of witnesses, yachol hanitva lomar lo kvar ba'es shebirarta hakasa acheres kilu bitalta eduzu hakas. At the time that you claimed that the first group was your guys, by saying that the first group were your real witnesses, you were in effect saying, and nobody else is my real witnesses. You yourself have been mevatel the viability of this second group. Zehu yachlo poslan sham Reb Meir. That's what Reb Meir means when he says, you can go and passel them. That's the yachlo poslan that Reb Meir was talking about. That you can go on your own. You don't have to come with another guy. And you don't have to have any evidence. You don't even have to say that I know that the guy is puzzled. All you have to say is, something's fishy here. You came into court with Adam claiming that those Adam were the end-all and be-all. They're puzzled and all of a sudden new Adam spring up from the ground. Something's wrong with that. I don't accept those Adam. Startling chiddush, though. I mean, Eidus, two Eidim is the greatest raya in the Torah. As the Torah accepts two Eidim as like the greatest raya to anything. I'm saying because you chose other people as your Eidim first, the Mela, any other Eid, has a major shadow of doubt cast on him. What's also interesting, yeah?
It's like the same thing as a Mela, but the opposite way.
What do you mean? Okay, good. Right. Meaning it could be, it's like a Kal V'Chomer almost, that you thought that these were your strongest and they obviously didn't, you know, they were Karav Apostle, your strongest. We've ruined them. We've proven them to be false. So Kal V'Chomer, your next two are going to be false. Now, the difference between the way Rabbeinu Chananel read and the way Rashi read it is vast. But let's just highlight some of the critical differences. One of the major differences is that the way Rashi read it, when Reb Meir says you're able to passel the guy's Edim, the guy had a total of four Edim. How many of them are you passeling? Two. How many of them are really passeling the end of the day? Only two, right? The other two are still alive and well, and that's why you're not Nogea, because they're going to testify against you, right? According to Rabbeinu Chananel, after you're done passeling the Edim, how many kosher Edim are there? How many Edim are testifying against you that are going to work? Zero. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, there's nobody against you. Because the whole situation is, the guy brought to Edim, they've been proven beyond a shadow of doubt to be puzzle. That's not what our Gemara is talking about, right? That's what happened already. Then Reb Meir comes and says, if he brings two more Edim, you're allowed to say that those guys are puzzle too. What happened to Nogea Be'edus? Aren't you Nogea Be'edus? To say that these two guys are puzzle? Now there's going to be nobody against you. Doesn't it make you Nogea? Why isn't this a problem with Nogea? But they're kosher. No one has ever said anything to verify that they're puzzled. No one's ever seen them steal. No one's ever seen them cheat. No one's ever... Why wouldn't we believe them? They have a cheskes kashrus.
Could be someone's like we learned before that. Let's say one of the Baal Edim. They're saying already for years that one of the Edim is a gana for he's a guy, but he can't be a kosher aid. Now they're coming to a case that is, it might not be considered okay as a double there.
Right.
But here, when he's saying he's clarifying the guy who's bringing the aid has to clarify these are my specific aid, and it comes out he's setting the standards, and now the other guy is saying that.
So I think the issue of Nogea is a non-starter, because I'm not really passeling his Edom. I'm just pointing out that he's already passeled his Edom. He came to Beis Din with Reuven and Shimon and said, Reuven and Shimon, those are my guys. That's what's going to help me win this case. And then Reuven and Shimon were proven to be false. So he says, no, I meant Levi Yehuda. Levi Yehuda, those are really my guys. Well, no, when you said Reuven and Shimon are your guys, you passeled yourself Levi and Yehuda. So I'm not passeling his Edom, he passeled his Edom. I'm just raising the point that they're passeled. Now, I'm not even really saying that they're passeled. I'm just saying that something's fishy. And that therefore we shouldn't accept their Edos. I have no evidence that they're Ganavim, that they're Krovim, that they're anything. They're gamblers, nothing. They're not gangsters, they're nothing. I have nothing. I got nothing on these guys. All I can say is that because he originally brought Reuven and Shimon, something's fishy. I don't think we should accept Levi and Yehuda. That's it. So of course you're not Nogea Be'edus because you're not even being made. You're just pointing out that he himself, when he brought his first two witnesses, already cast aspersions on anybody else that he's going to have to bring later. If that's the case, the way Rabbeinu Chananel understands it. Let's change this from four to... This was three Rashi and this will be three Rabbeinu Chananel. The way Rabbeinu Chananel understands, are you coming alone? When you apostle the other guys aid them, are you coming alone? Yeah, of course you're absolutely alone. Because you're not even being made about them. You're just saying, hey, remember when you said Reuven and Shimon are my aid them? Well, that means Levi and Yehuda aren't. So of course you're coming alone. Are Levi and Yehuda going to be apostled to be aid in condition tomorrow at somebody's wedding or to serve as an aid anywhere else? No, you got nothing on them. They're absolutely kosher. Absolutely kosher. They just can't be trusted in this case because something's fishy about the whole way everything went down here. But they're absolutely kosher. So essentially, the way Rabbeinu Chananel understands it, this answer number three, has nothing to do with answer number two. Answer number two, you're coming in and you're saying these guys are puzzle, and we have to just contend with the fact of, wait, you're Nogea. Answer number three is saying, you're not saying anybody's puzzle. So you're not Nogea at all. You're not even being made anything. You're just saying, I don't want to accept these guys. That's Rabbeinu Chananel. Good? Yeah?
Just a question when it comes to... witnesses come on their own generally, or are they brought in by the defendant?
I think it could happen either way. It could happen either way. Yeah?
If it's your so then it's not that it sounds like he has to pick a specific group. So how can we say that, by him picking a specific group, he's passing everyone else?
Very good. So I think that's a very good question. Evan mentioned to me during Seder, and then he denied mentioning it to me, but he said to me during Seder that he thought that Tzoruch Levar might mean not that I have to pick two guys, that those are my Edim. If I come in and I say, I have 10 kosher Edim, so then I was Mevarer all of them at the beginning. And then you can't cast aspersions on any. Even if two of them are found to be possible, the other eight are still fine. Right? Tzoruch Levar just means that I have to say who my Edom are. So if I claim that my Edom are only two, and then once they're puzzled, I decide to come up with another two, so that looks bad. But if I said originally that I got four, so good. So then and you puzzle two of them, the other two is still kosher. There's nothing you can do about it. Right? That's how I think Rabbeinu Chananel understands. Now take a look at the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos can be found right after the Gemara, before the Rush. I always forget where the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos is, so I sometimes can't find it. That's why I said that. I'm not assuming that you guys can't find it. Right after the Gemara, it's on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. If the Gemara continued past Kuf Yud Gimel, which it didn't, it ends in Kuf Yud Gimel, but it would be Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Two pages after the end of the Gemara. So, everyone has the same Gemara? I think same Tzuras Daf here, more or less. Not everybody, but most of us. Okay, so two lines from the bottom of the page on the right-hand column, on page Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Umasha Omar Zeh Posel Eidav Shel Zeh V'Zeh Posel Eidav Shel Zeh. You want to see where I am? Not everyone has it. The Pirush Mishnayos and the Rambam in the same place. Is that accurate? Who's got this Gemara? You have this Gemara? You got it? You got a mini version. You got it? Okay. So maybe look on, because I mean, you must have it. There's no way that you don't have it. It's just, you know, it may not be in the same spot. So you have the same Gemara as me? I know you don't have it. Evan, do you? You don't. All right. So maybe just listen to the words really carefully. Okay? The Rambam on the third paragraph in the Perush Mishnayos. The Rambam on the third paragraph in the Perush Mishnayos. So the Rambam writes as follows. Umasha amar zeh posel eidav shel zeh v'zeh posel eidav shel zeh. Ein machlokaso ima chachamim. The machlokas between Rav Meir and the chachamim is not about b'misha hevi shnei edim she'idulo b'davar min advarim she'baldino yivsolo sam. That a guy brings two edim to be made about something, and the baldin is going to passel them, v'shomen lo, and we just listen to him passeling them. Meaning, it's not a case where Reuven brings two edim that Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon says, no, those guys are passel. That's not what's going on over here. Because obviously that's ridiculous. Why would you listen to Shimon saying that those guys are puzzled? Because everyone would have to say that if you want to puzzle them, bring proof. You got to prove that there's something wrong with them. It wouldn't be machlokas Rameir and the Chachamim. Aval machlokas Rameir and Chachamim. The machlokas between Rameir and the Chachamim is as follows. Kishayitva Ruvain l'Shimon sheyesh l'atzol mamon. Ruvain says to Shimon, you owe me money. Vehevi Reuven shnei edim vehiidu shu kedvarav. Reuven brings two witnesses that testify that Shimon owes him money. Achar kach hevi shnei edim acherim vehiidu gam kein kimo edus hashnei edim arishonim. Then Reuven brings another two witnesses, Nachmal, another two witnesses that testify the same thing the first two witnesses testified. V'im ta'an Shimon va'amar. If Shimon were to come and say, Eila harba edim psulim, these four edim are pasul, Rameir omer shomen lo, Rameir would say, we listened to him, v'nomar l'ruvein have raya shem ksherim. Burden of proof is on you to show that these guys are definitely kosher. Why? What did he do? He did better than two edim. He brought four edim. Yeah, that's what you would think. So says Rambam, according to Rav Meir, Reuven brings four edim. Shimon says, no good. I think they're all pasul. Then we're going to listen to Shimon until Reuven can prove that they're kosher. If Reuven brought two edim and Shimon says, no good, I think they're pasul. So what's the halacha? If Reuven brought two edim and Shimon just says, nah, come on, those guys are pasul. We don't listen to Shimon at all. What are you talking about? These are two edim. Prove it. You want to say they're puzzle, you got to prove they're puzzle. But says the Rambam, if Reuven brings four edim and Shimon claims they're puzzle, so all of a sudden we say, ooh, Shimon says they're puzzle. Maybe we should listen. Now Reuven's got to prove that they're kosher. What on God's green earth is the Rambam talking about? It's the most counterintuitive, not mistaver. How do you deal with that? So the Rambam says, here's the svara. Lefisha ata lo hayisa mevi edim achar edim al inyan echad ba'atzmo elisha ata yodea sheyesh ben misha eno kasher le'edus. You never would have brought four edim unless you yourself knew that two of these guys were bad. The only reason you brought four is because you knew that two of them were bad. Va'anachnu lo neda eza kasvehem hapsulim. Shimon says, look, I got no idea which ones are bad. I don't even know why they're bad. I don't know what's wrong with them. But I know that you never would have brought four unless you knew the two of them were bad. So I don't know which ones they are. The first ones, the later ones. Imkein, yesh l'chol l'kayim hakashrus ba'achas hakitos. So what you need to do is verify that at least one of these groups, that two of these Edom are kosher. And the Chacham say, nah, in choshen b'viyu Edom achar Edom. We're not worried if he brings four Edom. He's not doing it because one of them is possible. El chazik tanosav. He's just showing how much of a slam dunk case he has. I don't only have two Edom, I have four Edom. I got even better. And to say, look, this isn't something that I needed two witnesses for. This is something that, like, everybody knows. I got four witnesses. I got six, whatever. Everybody knows this. Vein shomon l'shimon, elim bira davashish ben psul. Shimon has no say unless he's able to prove it. The chacham would hold. But again, we're working within the sheet of Rameir. Our whole sugi is all within the sheet of Rameir. Rameir holds, why is it that you're allowed to apostle the other guy's aid? Four understandings, we're still in understanding number three, but there are four understandings of understanding number three. We had the 2 days in Rashi, we had the Rabbeinu Chananel, now we have the Rambam. And what's going on? Why can I apostle the other guy's Edom? It's because he brought four. It's evident that he knows that two of them are apostle. That's why he brought four. I don't know which two are apostle, so there is a reisa on all of them until he's able to prove that two of them are kosher. Kasha's on the Rambam? Yeah?
One set of Edom is just as strong as 100 set of Edom.
Yes.
So, according to the Rambam's
logic, but there's no concept that 100 set of Edom is just as strong as one set of Edom.
Doesn't it go both ways?
It should. But the Rambam seems to be saying no. I mean, the Rambam says, look, one set of Edom is the best. It's better than two sets of Edom. Because two sets of Edom shows that you're not so confident in your case. Which is startling chiddush. I mean, the way the Rambam says from there.
It seems like you're assuming that the person's lying.
You're assuming that he knows something that he's not telling us. He knows something's wrong with two of these Edom and he's not telling us, and that's why he brought four of them.
Don't we say innocent until proven guilty?
Normally we assume person has cheskos kashrus. Innocent until proven guilty is an American concept, but we assume person has cheskos kashrus. Yeah.
Two sets of
Edom
and not four
Edom
is one set?
Let's say two sets of Edom. Yes, two sets. Yeah.
I mean, it's totally ignoring the whole negative and Dovar
segment. I think it's the same answer as we had by the Rach, that it's not Nogea and Dovar, because Nogea means I'm saying that they're puzzle. I'm not even saying that they're puzzle here. I got nothing on them. I have no information. I'm just saying something's fishy about the way you bring in this case, so you better verify that these are actually legitimate Edom. So you're right, it has nothing to do with Nogea. Meaning, not ignoring the problem of Nogea, but saying this, it just doesn't even raise the issue of Nogea. So whereas Rashi's understanding had a clear connection between answer 2 and answer 3, because it's all about Nogea, the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Chananel have nothing to do with Nogea. But what troubles me about this Rambam, aside from the fact that it seems so counterintuitive, the Chum's opinion seems so much more right. But what troubles me about to concretize a little more, what troubles me about this Rambam, is what does Rambam say? If you're bringing four, according to Rambam, because what? Because you know what? The two of them are puzzle. Which means that two are kosher. Okay, I don't know which two are puzzle, but there are only two that are puzzle. The other two are kosher, so what do I care which two are puzzle? What difference does it make? Anyway, you're going to have two Edom against me. No, that's the Rambam never claims that all four are puzzled. He says that Meir thinks if you're bringing four, two of them must be puzzled. Yeah.
If that is the case, and the guy doesn't know that two of his Edom are puzzled, he doesn't know which ones, why doesn't he just ask, okay, which of you are the puzzled ones? Don't come. The kosher guys are good enough.
I would have said, if I was writing the Rambam, I would have said that the fact that you're bringing four shows that you're not confident that any of them are kosher. That's not what the Rambam said. I would have said, you don't know if any of them are kosher. That's why you brought four, because you're hoping that two of them pass muster, but you have no idea if any of them are kosher. But the Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam says, you know two of these guys have a problem, and you're not telling me which ones. Which is a very strange thing to say. Yeah.
If there are two sets of Edom, how is it possible for there to be two different sets and not have them not be combined? They're saying the same thing. Like, they've got to be talking about it at the same time because it's when they want the money. I'm saying when they bring the next two, shouldn't they combine with the first set?
Why?
Because if you're lending someone money, the only way to have proof is by being there.
Not necessarily. Because the second set could be saying, we saw that you were moda to him, that you owe him the money. Right, there are other ways to prove that you owe the money. So according to the Rambam, if we filled in the Rambam in this chart, is he coming alone? Of course he's coming alone, because he doesn't have anything on them. He's not saying that I know they're a karav or a apostle or anything, so of course he's coming alone. Are they apostle for other eduyos? No, they're not even really apostle for this eduyos, it's just that they're not kosher either. I mean, we just have aspersions on them. We just don't know exactly what's going on. But it's not going to apostle them. You certainly can't apostle them just based on the fact that this guy, that Reuven decided to bring four people into court. So they're obviously not going to apostle for other eduyos.
How would you go ahead and prove that they are kosher, though?
That's a good question. Because, I mean, especially since psul could mean anything.
Right, are you going to bring in like a lot of people that say, I never saw him gambling.
Right, I never went to Vegas with him. You know, it's I don't know how you prove that. I was wondering the same thing. I don't know. Don't know the answer. So now that we have these four approaches, let's take a look at the and we're doing this. I haven't really worked this out totally myself. So let's read the Gemara together. The next answer of the Gemara. So let's go Vaitu now. So says Gemara, answer number four. We're gonna start from the bottom line of Chaf Gimel and Beis Ki Asa Ravin. Because the rest was just, you know, figuring out, is it the same machlokas of Torah Klavara that you have with Shulman Leon Rebbe? Fine, you know, that's not the ikra over here. Kiyasa Ravin, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Fourth answer about why you're believed to say that another guy's Edim are puzzle, that the Edim that are coming testify against you are puzzle. So Kiyasa Ravin, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Reisha be'edim psulim v'dayanin ksherin. The Reisha is talking about, what's the ratio? What came up first in the Mishnah? Zeh posel, dayano shel zeh. Right? So the ratio is talking about where there are pasala edim and dayanim that are kosher. Meaning the edim have been proven without a doubt to be pasal. So, migo de pasli edim, pasinami dayani. Since the edim have been pasaled, so you're allowed to pasal the dayanim as well. Says Rashi, beidim sum v'dayanim ksherim, baldin posel adayanim v'a edim. What happened is Reuven comes into court and he says, okay, I got Edim and I got this Bezdin. This is the Bezdin I want. Shimon says, your Bezdin is puzzle and your Edim are puzzle. And he's making such a tumult about it that word gets out and two Edim say, yeah, I taka know these Edim. They are puzzle. They're both degenerate gamblers and mobsters or whatever. We know these guys. They are absolutely puzzle. So Shimon's claim that the Edim are puzzle has proven to be accurate. So since his claim about the Edom was accurate, Memela's claim about the Dayanim is also accurate. Is assumed accurate. Basically, Shimon has built up credibility. That's what Migo means over here. That Shimon has built up a strong enough credibility with his... It's like... there are some people in the whole Emden Eibshitz controversy, Rabbi Yaakov Emden claiming Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz was a Shabtai Tzvi follower. So one of the big tainas that Rabbi Yaakov Emden has to be correct was because of the credibility he built up, because he found dozens of secret Shabtai Tzvi followers and had proven them to be Shabtai Tzvi followers. So when he says it about Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz, it's hard to take, but he's got a good track record. That's the academic, I mean, that's not the whole academic version, but that's the academic side. In the Torah world, of course, we say, you know, it's not Shaykh. How could you say Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz was Shabtai Tzvi fellow? It's not Shaykh. But anyway, so we're saying he built up credibility. So Migad the Pasli, Edim Pasli Nami Deani, Seifa. And the Seifa was talking where we say that you're allowed to Pasli, the other guy's Edim, is the opposite case. You came in claiming that his Edim and his Dayanim were Pasli. Turns out someone came in and proved that his Dayanim Taka were Pasli. But Dayanim Pasli Edim, Sherim to Migad Pasli, Dayanim Pasli Nami Edim. That's when you're allowed to Pasli the other guys. Are you doing this alone or with somebody else when you apostle them? According to this answer, you're coming with somebody or you're doing this all alone? You're alone, right? I mean, even the first ones you were alone. And then two witnesses, you weren't one of the people that proved without a doubt that he was apostle. You just screamed until two witnesses came into court and said, yeah, what he's saying is right. You know, these guys are really apostle. So they're the ones apostle the... you know, whoever was first. the Dayanim or the Eidim. And now you alone are saying, see, when I was screaming about the Dayanim, I was right, so I must be right about the Eidim also. Now, is this a proof that the Eidim are possible? They can be possible for future cases? So the rule is, generally goes hand in hand. If you came alone, you're not going to be able to possible them for future cases. You've got nothing on them. All you got is, I got a track record. That's not proof. It's enough to say they can't be made now against you, but it's not enough to really possible them. It would seem. So one second. So says Gemara, Maskev la Rava, Bishlam amigit pasli edim pasli nami dayani, ika bedin achrina. I understand if I have a proven track record about the Edim, I'm going to be believed that these dayanim are pasli, because you might as well believe me. What do we lose? We'll go to a different basin. There are plenty of other batei din. El amigo de pasli dayani pasli nami edim va edim suleka. But really, because I was right about the dayanim means I have enough credibility to just pasli the edim who may have been the only two people to witness the event in question. I stole $1 million. Two people witnessed it. What luck the other guy has that he has two people that actually witnessed it. And now because he made the mistake of choosing a bad beis din, those witnesses are going to be disqualified. He's got no other recourse. Where's he going to go? That's it. His case is closed. That's not fair. So Gemara says, "Lo tzricha dika kas acheres." There's got to be another set of witnesses in the picture. And that's why I'm believed on the first set. Halakha kas acheres mai. If there wasn't another set, hakinami dlo masi pasli. Then I would not be able to pasel them. Stop right there before the Gemara's next question. Ha'ika kasacheres. Sound familiar? Where do we have ha'ika kasacheres? There's another set. We had four answers to this question. Ha'ika kasacheres was? Number... What was it? It was number... Yeah, number three. Sorry, I was getting confused. Right? Right, it was number three. Ha'ika kasacheres is exactly answer number three. Right? Because what are you saying? That there's another set of edim, and that's why... Well, wait a second. It's exactly number three according to who? According to who? What's going on over here? Again, in answer number four, what are we saying? I want to taina that you brought in four Edom, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. I've been screaming that you're... And you said you want to go to the Beis Din in, Muncie. So I've been screaming that the Beis Din in Muncie is puzzle, and that there are multiple Batei Din in Muncie, so I'm not like saying anything about a Beis Din in Muncie. So I've been screaming that the Beis Din in Muncie is puzzle, and that Reuben and Shimon are puzzle. Evidence has come forth that the Beis Din in Muncie is in fact puzzle. So now I'm believed that Reuven and Shimon are apostle. How can I be believed that Reuven and Shimon are apostles can destroy the guy's whole case? No, because there's still Levi and Yehuda against me. Right? That's what we're saying now. What was answer number three according to Rashi? The guy brought in Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. I claim together with somebody else, I claim that Reuven and Shimon are pasul. Why am I believed? Aren't I nogea be'edus? No, because he's going to have to bring Levi and Yehuda anyway. Because it's Tzarek Levarim. He's going to have to bring Levi and Yehuda anyway. So I'm not believed, not nogea be'edus. He's got another two witnesses against me anyway. So you understand, the Gemara is going to ask. You just said the same answer twice. Right, answer number three is there are four witnesses. I'm believed to apostle two of them because there are another two. So answer number four is also I'm believed to apostle two of them because there are another two. What's the difference between the two answers? Yeah?
Well, one of them is alone.
Ah, very good. So the difference between the two answers is that in answer number three, how did I apostle Reuven and Shimon? I passed Reuven and Shimon by bringing another guy along with me, and I was made that they have a Begam Mishpach. I had hard evidence on them. I had facts. Me and another guy were made Begam Mishpach, a kind of whatever. And not only that, because I came with another guy, they're possible for all future Eduyos. Right? They're really possible. But in answer number four, I'm just coming alone and I'm saying, look, what I said about the Dayanim was true, so what I'm saying about Reuven and Shimon must be true also. So therefore we say, okay, fine, Reuven and Shimon won't testify against you, Levi and Yehuda will. Are Reuven and Shimon puzzle? They're not puzzle. They just can't testify against me because of my track record. So if you were to ask, l'may nafka mina between these two answers, what would you pinpoint as the nafka mina? So I would say nafka mina is exactly what we said. Nafka mina is, am I puzzling them? Or am I just saying that they can't be made here? Nafka mina is, do I need another aid to make this happen? Or can I do it on my own? It could be that's what the Gemara answers. Gemara says, my binayu. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, the Gemara says, Hainu Drav Dimi. It's the same answer as answer number three. The Gemara says, Ika binayu migo. Gemara Savar Minim, Gemara Savar Lo Amin Migo. Meaning, answer number three holds, the only way I can passel Reuven and Shimon is if I do what? I bring along another aid, and I really passel them. Answer number four holds, I don't even need to do that. I could passel Reuven and Shimon just by saying, eh, I was right about the Dayanim, believe me about the Eidim. That's all I need. So according to Rashi, the link between answer number three and answer number four and how the Gemara clearly connects them is very evident, right? The only weakness in the argument is when the Gemara asks, how can you passel the only two Eidim against you? The Gemara asked that same kasha in answer number three. How did the Gemara phrase that kasha? How could you passel the only two Eidim that are against you? What did the Gemara say when it asked that kasha? The Gemara actually didn't ask that kasha in answer number three. It asked it in answer number two, but we understood the carryover for answer number three. The kasha is, you're nogeya. What are you talking about? You're passeling the only two Eidim. So answer number three addressed the nogeya issue by saying it's shteikite Eidim. But the way to ask the kasha is, you can't passel the only two Eidim against you. You're nogeya. How do we phrase the question in answer number four? How can you passel these two Eidim? It's going to be so hard for the other guy to find two other Eidim. Huh? So hard for... Why don't you just say, you're nogeya? Isn't that the more direct way to say it? It's going to be so hard for him to find other Eidim. There are no other Eidim around. You know, just say nogeya. That's the way to phrase it. Right? Do you understand what I'm saying? The kasha is really... When we suggested answer number four, that since I was believed about the Dayanim, believe me about the Eidim. So the Gemara says, believe you about the Eidim? Where's he going to get other Eidim from? What the Gemara is really asking is, believe you about the Eidim? His whole case falls apart. Of course you're going to want to claim his Eidim are liars. He's got nothing else against you. So the Gemara's answer, no, he has two other Eidim. But the real kasha was, he's nogeya. The Gemara doesn't use the word nogeya. The Gemara just says, well, leka, Eidim, machrini, whatever. So that's a little bit weak. That's a little bit difficult. That's the challenging part. How do Rabbi Chanan and Rambam read this? Either or. Rabbi Chanan or the Rambam. Pick your poison. How do they read this? Meaning, someone asks the question, this fourth answer is the same as the third answer. How's it the same? Okay, we've got to end here in a second. So, so he quotes over here in the Yalkut Biurim, in the Masifta in the back, from the Torah Chayim, that the Gemara's question of Hainu Rav Dimi is not a question of what's the difference between Ravin's answer and Rav Dimi's answer, because they're two totally different answers, according to the Rambam. Rather, he says, Ella shemashma legemara. The Gemara assumes shekol mash Rav Dimi ba lachlok al terutzo hakadum shel Rav Lazar shehem b'bahu v'achol pasul menem mishum shmei gamishpacha. The reason answer number three doesn't like answer number two, humishum shelatirut ze medubar afilu she'ein sham kasacheres. The advantage answer number three has over answer number two is that there doesn't need to be a second set of witnesses. Val ze bar Rav Dimi lachlok, And on that, Rav Dimi comes to say, Shem ein od kas ein unemun. What do you mean there's no, doesn't need to be a second set of witnesses? If there's no other set, ein unemun, shesof sof hu nogea. So there must be another set of witnesses. Answer number two didn't require a second set. Just said you were made about Pagam Mishpacha. The advantage answer number three introduces is that there's got to be another set, otherwise you're still going to be nogea. So the Gemara's question, Hainu Rav Dimi, is that if, according to Ravin's answer also, you have to say that there's another kat, another set of witnesses, what extra advantage do you have to this answer, to answer number four, that you didn't already have in answer number three? Not that it's the same answer. It's that there's a clear advantage in answer number three over answer number two. Namely, the advantage is that answer number three says you need to have a second set of witnesses in order to be able to possible one of them. But once you say that, if answer number four also requires a second set of witnesses, it's not adding anything that answer number three didn't already have. So answers the Gemara, yes it is. It's adding the ability to possible just with amigo alone. That's what it's adding. It's adding the ability to possible with amigo. Now you have to deal with why it isn't possible anyway, meaning what happened to the third answer where the guy's possible anyway because he's brought four people, and it doesn't that tell you by definition that some of them are problematic? Okay, but we're out of time for today. But okay, tomorrow there's going to be Rabbi Levin's going to give on the Agaraton Chavdalah, so you can actually just read down the Agarah. He's going to give to the Yeshiva on the Agaraton Chavdalah till the Mishnah, and Be'ez Hashem Sunday we'll start the Sugya of Neman Elayaba, which is the Mishnah on the bottom of Chavdalah. Okay? I'll do a 10-minute question now.